Well, sir, it's about 3:30 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The former is established at the library table doing a spot of office work at home, while the latter, who has just this moment arrived home from school, stands beside the Davenport, removing his overcoat. Listen.
Busy there, Gov?
Not especially. I'm over the hump. Got the wrinkles ironed out of these invoices. Now all I have to do is copy off my figures neatly on a clean piece of paper.
Is Mom upstairs?
Mom stepped across the alley a few minutes ago to help Ma Razor's gum so unaddressed. Said she'd probably remain until time to fix supper.
Then we can talk.
Sure thing. Drop a chair. What's on your mind?
The interest on my money.
Come over that again, Lum.
Gov, I was sitting in English class this afternoon, kind of looking out the window and daydreaming, and a thought hit me. Hit me like a ton of bricks. Why, it was like a blinding flash of light.
Hmm.
Yes, sir, this thought I had was like a blinding flash of light.
Uh-huh.
The interest on my money.
What about the interest on your money?
I never realized before my money was earning interest. The notion just never entered my head. Entered my head this afternoon like a blinding flash of light. Yeah.
When I was gold digging in the Klondike, fixed 56 years ago this coming June, I used to whip out my trusty old banjo and sing sweet
Gov,
melodies.
If you'd just as soon put comical jokes off to one side, I'd like to have a confidential chat with you before Mom comes home.
The comical jokes are off to one side. Proceed.
I've got money in the bank. I've had money in the bank for years and years. And that money has been accumulating interest. Like I say, I never realized that interest was accumulating until this afternoon in English class, when the thought hit me like a blinding flash of light. I think I ought to have that interest. I'm stony broke. Haven't got a nickel to my name. And I'm in debt. I owe Leland Richards 8 cents. I owe Smelly Clark a dime. I owe Russell Duncan 3 packages of chewing gum. I owe the Greek downtown a quarter.
Do you ever charge a county the Greeks?
Once in a while, he'll put an item on the cuff.
Huh.
And there's stuff I want to buy. 11 separate and distinct articles I'm very anxious to have in my possession. If I could go down to the bank and draw out the interest my savings have accumulated, I'd probably be in a position to pay off all my debts, purchase the junk I want, and also have a tidy little sum left over.
Mm.
Don't you think I ought to have that interest?
The matter is hardly in my department, Louise. Your mother's the party.
Well, let's leave Mom out of the discussion a minute. How much money have I got in the bank?
Well, don't you know?
Haven't the slightest idea. I haven't seen my bank book since I was 7 years old.
Well, doesn't your mother keep you posted?
No. She deposits the cash, handles the entire business, and keeps Mum. When I ask her about my savings account, she tells me not to bother my head about it. Tells me I'll get a grand, wonderful surprise when I'm age 21 and she reveals what I'm worth.
Maybe that's not a bad idea.
Well, it's a good idea. I'm not beefing about the idea. Mom's okay. And I'm willing to accept any arrangement she feels like making. Naturally, she'd rather I didn't trot down to the bank and draw out money every time I felt like it. It's fine with me. Let my savings account remain undisturbed. Good. Great. Dandy.
Well, then, what do you...
It's the interest. I want the interest. The money that's been deposited won't change. That stays like it is. But I want the interest. Don't you think I ought to have the interest?
I think you'd better consult your mother on the subject.
Well, she'll get consulted in good time. And that's where I want your cooperation.
Hey, no, I don't want to get dragged in, Dandy.
I must have close to $200 in that savings account of mine.
You need some?
Yes, it is. And I don't want to disturb it. Leave it lay in the bank. Mom's right. It'll be a grand, wonderful surprise when I'm age 21.
Well, I suggest that.
But the interest, Gov, the interest. That's gravy. If I go down and draw out the interest, my savings account will be the same as ever. Who can kick about that? And I'm entitled to the interest. Don't you think I'm entitled to the interest?
I wish you wouldn't ply me with blunt questions demanding answers which later I might find embarrassing.
I sat there in English class. My mind was wandering. And all of a sudden, this idea hit me like a blinding flash of light. I almost talked out loud. I sat up in my seat like a jumping jack. The interest on my money, I muttered. The interest on my money. Teacher Miss Sutton glanced at me in surprise.
I advise you to take this matter up with your mother.
All right. Now I'm ready to include my mother in the discussion. To begin with, Mom wouldn't any more let me tell my story than a rabbit. As soon as I mention savings account, she screams like a panther. You know that's true. Isn't that true? Are you saying yes or no?
Listen, Harriet, I don't propose to be drawn into any conspiracy.
There don't need to be any conspiracy.
Sounds to me very much like you're trying to inveigle me into...
Not at all. Now, here's the thing in a nutshell. Instead of me bringing this matter to Mom's attention, you do it.
Wait a minute now.
Suppose after supper tonight, I casually said to Mom, Mom, I wouldn't disturb my bank account for anything in the world, but I was thinking I could certainly use the interest that's been accumulating all these years. Suppose I said that. Why, as soon as I got the words bank account out of my mouth, she'd yell bloody murder. Am I right? Answer yes or no.
Oh, Mom, of course, has your best interest at heart, and naturally...
I appreciate all that. Sure, she's got my best interest at heart.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to help me get the idea across to Mom that the interest on the money I've got in the bank can be drawn out without interfering with the main savings account.
Well, as you point out, Mom is extremely ticklish when it comes to...
Sure she is, sure she is. That's what I say.
Well, what do you exactly...
We'll have a little chat after supper this evening, you and me. We'll play a game of rummy here on the library table and carry on a conversation, especially for Mom's benefit. She won't realize what we're doing. Understand? We'll bring out all the various points, get the angle, and pretty quick she'll have the whole thing clear in her mind. Like this. Hello, Gov.
Hello, yes.
A game of rummy?
Okay.
All right. We're all sat down and dealing out the tickets. Well, discarding the ace of diamonds, eh? I'll just take that ace of diamonds, by George.
Oh.
Been a dandy day today.
Yeah.
Now you bring up the business about the interest.
Interest?
Ask me, easy and casual, if I don't think a lot of interest has accumulated on my savings account.
Don't you think a lot of interest has accumulated on your savings account?
Not out of a clear sky. Mom would smell a mouse. Say, by the way, Rush, I was just thinking. Don't you imagine a lot of interest has accumulated on your savings account?
By the way, Rush, I was just thinking. Don't you imagine a lot of interest has accumulated on your savings account?
Why, Gov, I'm glad you mentioned that. Same idea occurred to me this afternoon. Must be a considerable amount of interest down there in the bank. The wonderful thing about interest, you know, Gov, is that you can draw it out without disturbing the amount of money you've got on deposit. About this point, Mom will start pricking up her ears. Yes, sir, Gov, that's the wonderful thing about interest. Draw it out, and your bank book continues to read the same as it ever did. Just so happens that at the present moment, Gov, I find myself flat broke. So I believe first thing in the morning I'll step down to the bank and draw out my interest.
That's the point where your mother will hop up and jump down your collar with both feet.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, sure.
You take the initiative. You do the talking. I'll keep quiet.
Close closet. I hate to throw cold water, but I greatly fear your cause is lost from the very beginning. Don't you agree?
I suppose.
Your savings account is in pretty capable hands. Your mother knows pretty much what she's doing. I suggest you leave things as they are.
I did get hit by that thought this afternoon, though. It was like a blinding flash of light.
How much cash do you require for your present needs, commitments, and obligations?
Well, I owe Leland Richards 8 cents and Smelly Clark a dime.
18 cents.
Russell Duncan 3 packages of chewing gum. 15 cents.
33 cents.
Greek a quarter.
58 cents.
Well.
At all?
That's all I'm in debt.
You mentioned some articles you wish to acquire. What were their purchases, Renya?
Around $2.50.
$3.50, then, and bring it triumphantly out of the woods, eh?
Oh, boy.
Tell you what I'm going to do with you, meat grinder.
Huh?
I'm going to slip you a 5-spot.
Really?
A crisp new $5 note. You've been on the up and up with me, and I'm disposed to play ball with you. Here, with my compliments.
Gee whiz.
Spend it wisely and make it last as long as possible.
You're okay, Gov, no mistake.
Thanks. Now beat it. I wasted enough time. Got this work to finish. Have I, Doctor? What you want to do? Shake hands? Okay. What is there?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up on the next block.